Hey, my name is Dwight Bernier, and I want to welcome you to the Acts 29 Canada podcast.
Well, hey, welcome to the podcast. I'm Dwight, and I'm here with Jordan.
Hello, Dwight.
I didn't even let you introduce yourself.
That's all right. Hello, listeners as well. Glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad that they're here as well. Mm-hmm. And how's your day going, ma'am?
It's been a great day. It's been a busy day. We're gearing up for some fun stuff here in Barrie and in our youth ministry. So busy with getting all that ready to go. How about your day?
My day has been also busy, but man, I'm like looking at my whiteboard at all the stuff that I put up there. And I'm like, it's probably not as fun as your stuff that you were doing, but I'm looking at trips that I need to make to other places in Canada for Acts 29.
That's cool.
Looking at support trips to the States. Yeah. Need to make some videos. So
right
yeah,
on.
It's been a get it done kind of day. And we recorded a podcast earlier. So
we did.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's great.
And it's like sunny out and nice. And I'm excited to go outside in a little bit.
So am I.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do outside?
I'm going to run.
Oh yeah, that's right. Talk to me about, I think you've been inspired by the podcast.
Partially.
Honestly.
Partially. Yeah. You and Brad.
Brad Millette's like, if you want to feel bad about your running, you know, like,
yeah.
Or so, riding or any other activity.
Any of those things. So yeah. I kind of mocked you guys a little bit on that podcast, but I also had no idea what Strava was. And now I'm on Strava.
Yeah.
So free ad Strava. There you go.
But I feel like this is where a theologian, you're like a theologian now who's lived your life. Hopefully mm-hmm. you have a much longer life to live, but now like writes your retractions of like, oh, I was foolish in my youth on this.
My mea culpas, right? Yeah, all the apologies I need to make for all of these things. So anyways, I've started running on your and Brad's inspiration, partially, but actually inspired by another person named Brad, believe it or
not.
I don't
believe it.
I know.
Have you ever had anyone say that to you? Believe it or not. And just like, no, I don't.
Actually, I don't. And most of the time people say it in jest, like just to, and there's been some times when I like, okay, I'm just going to keep going then.
Yeah, it stops the conversation like what I did, but tell me about Brad.
Yeah. Well, he's a family member, and he just ran a half marathon and he's inspired me to train for a half marathon. So now we're doing it. We're fully in. I bought running shoes. I'm on Strava. I'm running.
You're going to need a watch. Probably that's the next thing. Oh,
I have a thing.
Like Patrick Mahomes thing or whatever.
Yes. The Whoop. That's right.
The Whoop.
Yeah.
The Whoop.
All of the free ads. So Strava, Whoop. If you want to sponsor the Acts 29 Canada podcast,
mm-hmm.
you just come on.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come on over.
Yeah. We, you know, during the beginning part of the pandemic, we had this case of bubbly at our office.
Mm-hmm.
And so anytime someone was preaching, we were drinking bubbly, and it just seemed like bubbly was somehow sponsoring Church 21 all of a sudden because it was always a bubbly thing.
While you were preaching, you were drinking bubbly?
Well, I mean, like you take a break and like I end my sentence and maybe took a sip of bubbly.
Because
man, when we were recording stuff, I don't know what you did, but they were at the beginning of it, man, I didn't know how long it took to upload video.
It's true.
I think the first one we did, I was up till 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Uploading because all like everyone was trying to do internet stuff and upload things. And it was so silly, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to bubbly. Yeah. So, I mean,
I'd be burping way too much, just straight out. I'm just going to come right around. I couldn't do it.
Oh, well, yeah. But like,
but also I love bubbly. So
yes. Well, yeah, we don't have those digestive issues. Maybe you should talk to a doctor.
Probably. Maybe the running will take care of that.
Do you burp a lot?
No, not normally. Just when I drink carbonated beverages.
What other carbonated beverages do you enjoy?
Perrier. I'm a big soda water guy. I wasn't. And again, if I'm going through the retractions of my life.
Yes. Let's
one of them. One of them would have to be how vehemently I opposed soda water. And I'm now.
Why did you vehemently oppose it? Why couldn't you just oppose it?
Just a little bit oppose it. What's the opposite of vehemently?
A tad.
Sure. Okay. I thought it would be like more like there'd be a special word for it.
Probably, but I'm not in an antonym type of mood right
okay,
now.
Okay. I gotcha. That's fine.
Yeah.
It was, I was always a pop guy.
Pop. You're wrong already.
Right.
Because it's soda.
Well, there you go. Your American is showing, Dwight.
No, 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 no,
No. Yeah. Isn't did, other, do they call people, it soda in Quebec, in Montreal?
No, they're French here. So right. It's liqueur,
of
right?
Of course, of course.
So, I mean, they drink liquor instead of... They're smart. They're smarter here. So, clearly.
And, so anyways, I abandoned the pop and or soda, if you're so mm-hmm. inclined. And
you
I
could say soda pop.
That's right. And I went to carbonated water.
Mm.
Soda water. And so now
a lot of people lose weight, like significant weight, when they mm-hmm. go from soda to soda yep. water, even though apparently... soda water is not all that great for you as well. I
really?
Guess. Like nothing's good for you, honestly, Jordan.
Yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. So drink all the soda.
Yeah.
Drink all the liquor and enjoy all of the snacks you want.
That's how we're signing off from season two. Like drink all the liquor, drink all the snacks.
Drink all the snacks.
Yeah.
Drink blend it them all. Up. It's like a youth game. Like blend yep. up your McDonald's and drink it in like a smoothie.
There, that's the world we're coming to.
So you did mention what this podcast is all about. We are wrapping up season two and starting yeah. season three here with yeah. this podcast. It's not just Dwight and I talking about whatever we want, or maybe it kind of is.
Kind of is.
We have a loose agenda for this episode.
Yeah.
But we are recapping what was season two. I had a great time with season two. I don't know about you.
Great time. I mean, it was season one for you.
It was season one for me. I was just going to say that. Season two for you.
Yeah, yeah, it was less lonely.
I'm glad.
Less lonely for me. Yeah.
I'm glad.
Being a single podcast host is so strange because you don't have the freedom that I felt like we had during this season, because I'm like glued to the notes
right.
and like really wanted to make sure that the thing I thought about ahead of time actually gets communicated. I was I don't get nervous really preaching, and yet like on a podcast I feel a little bit nervous because
sure.
I feel like I can screw it up and right. man, we're going to get off and people would be like, man, I'm never listening to that thing again. And people pleasing all of a sudden comes in and it's like, but no, I don't really have that big of a deal, but it's hard just needing to stick to the notes. So I feel like going back and forth, there's freedom to listen and, you know, wonder if we should take this a different angle or
sure.
whatever. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I've enjoyed it. And I mean, it's been, we've had a great set of guests as well. Mm-hmm. It's been fun getting to know you and being able to talk about coffee and the office and now running. We get to chat with as well. But I got a question. So what was, if you had to, and this is going to be really great for you, if you had to pick one episode that you enjoyed the most in season two, what would it be? It's like picking your favorite child.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We definitely don't have a favorite child, except the days we do.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Let's just be straight up honest about it.
Yeah. You know what? I think maybe it's because of like how close this episode was, but talking to Justin about Ukraine,
yeah,
I think was really, because the whole cultural engagement piece of it, you know, sometimes, you know, talking to Mark at the first episode, it's like the problem of Jesus. And it's so big and can be abstract and... But yet when we talk about Ukraine and what's going on and orphan care and, you know, like that's very real and we're all experiencing it and we're in that. And I think he just, he's not a Ukrainian speaking, you know, he's a Westerner speaking and sharing his experiences. Anyway, I felt like that was maybe my favorite one or maybe the only one I can remember. I don't know.
Recency bias.
It's all a blur because we're drinking all the liquor. So what about you, man?
Well,
no, let me ask you, what was your least favorite one?
Oh, no.
I'm just joking.
Well, great. I'm glad you asked.
This one right now. This is my least favorite.
I think if I reflect on the season, I think that I said this is going to be something that's great for everybody. Like, a dozen times as we went through it, because every single one of our episodes was valuable. I loved our regional spotlights, getting to chat with guys in different places across the country and what they're doing there, what ministry is going on there. And so much of it was helpful for me, even in our ministry, in our church. I loved Mark Pilon's episode on loving the city. That one was amazing for me. And I hope that we have the chance to have him back on. Just talking about the intentionality on going into the city and being the salt and light of the good news of the gospel in the city, and doing so just so practically was really, mm-hmm. really awesome. So his was amazing. But like I said, I really did enjoy every single one of the episodes that we got to do. Great guests, great topics. It was fantastic.
That's good. I was just with Mark 2 weeks ago. Hmm. And we went to see Jordan Peterson together, which I think we actually made the plan for that on the podcast.
I think you did
before
or after. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so we went together, and, you know, two things happened. Number one, the guy who was interviewing Jordan. So this is how Mark works. Mark like makes a connection with him. And like a few days later, Mark is like, "Oh, I'm going to meet with that Jonathan guy that interviewed Jordan." So, because he wants to understand where he's coming from and know more, and not so he can propagate Jordan Peterson stuff,
sure.
but so he's trying to figure out how do we love the city. And so we're going to get to know people who are still living in our city, who are interviewing people like Jordan and other philosophers. The other thing, though, is I left Jordan Peterson, not that I enjoy reading his stuff. I think, you know, great minds and speakers like Jordan Peterson, whether you agree with them or disagree with them, they're incredible to listen to because they're so well thought through.
Yeah.
So many of us are like, well, you know, it's like, it's kind of, you know, and we get this weird thing, but he doesn't say like, or, it's very much, you know, this is how I've run this, you know, rabbit trail after rabbit trail after rabbit trail. It's like, he keeps going and then he brings it back, somehow. But I left there disappointed in a sense because, man, I feel like, the answers he's giving, I know this, we know this, the answers he's giving, they're so close, and yet they miss what real hope is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we had a bunch of people in that room hoping that the conservatives will politically take things again or something. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And I don't say that just casually, but it's like, that's not our ultimate hope. And we know, I mean, I'm talking to the choir in terms of you.
Sure.
But how do we get on this? Marc Pilon. It's his fault. It's his fault. Anyway.
I appreciate. I love listening to people who have things well thought out, because I often end up like Michael Scott, where I, you know, I'll start a sentence and not sure where it's going and just hope to find it along the way. like an improvisation or an.
Yeah, yeah. It'll be there. It'll be there.
An improvisation, I think he says. Had to come back to the office at some point, man.
Oh man, we were watching a clip yesterday, and the clip was when it's at the beginning of I forget the episode, but at the beginning of the episode before the opening credits is he's talking with Andy, and Andy's talking like a baby, and he's telling him why he can't talk like a baby anymore, because if you talk like a baby, people are going to think I hire babies.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to compliment his Elvis voice. And so he says, you know, well, thank you very much, baby. Anyway.
Oh man. That's
classic,
good.
Classic Office.
That's right. Yeah.
That's really great. So, Jordan, we didn't do, I don't think, a proper introduction of you and what's going on. So I wanted to put together some questions.
So am I being interviewed for the final episode of season two?
Whatever you think. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I start like Michael Scott starts sentences. I start podcasts hoping to find my way through here.
Oh, that's good.
But I can't even say it without laughing. I just thought of some great questions that would bring out who you are.
Oh, that's perfect.
I don't know how people do actual comedy.
No,
me neither. Like, how do people keep straight faces? Like, I might have to shut off your video so I can't see your face or something.
Did you do any research for these questions? Are these coming from somewhere?
It doesn't matter.
Okay,
doesn't
great. Matter. Perfect.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Okay, all right.
Don't worry about it. That's what a good leader always says. Don't worry about it.
No,
it's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine.
We'll get there.
That's gaslighting, right? Maybe?
Well, I don't know. Don't worry about it. So I'll start out with an easy one. Do you think that cereal is soup?
No.
Why? Are you vehemently opposed to cereal being soup?
No, I have nothing to base that on. It's just my gut.
Hmm.
I also don't eat a lot of cereal. So
if you could eat, if you were forced to eat cereal for the, like for the rest of your lives, or no, let's make this missional.
Okay.
You had to go to a place where you could only eat cereal.
Yep.
Right. Then mm-hmm. the island of cereal eaters. And mm-hmm. to be contextual, you had to also eat cereal so sure. that you could talk about all the goodness of cereal course, and of how you, there's something better than cereal.
A good missional there. Practice.
Yeah. What cereal would you choose on the cereal buffet?
That's easy, actually, for somebody who doesn't eat cereal very often. Yeah. Easy answer.
I'm waiting.
Ready for this?
Yeah.
Raisin bran.
Why?
It tastes amazing.
Is it like
amazing.
A fiber thing? Like well, you're getting older?
That's an added benefit, I think.
That's a personal question, isn't it?
It sure is. It yeah. sure is. We've gone, yeah. No, raisin bran, I love how it tastes.
Do you put sugar on it?
No sugar Why? On it. Because it negates the healthiness, of course, of the sugar-covered raisins.
Wow. You mean raisin bran and sugar and soda water. Or pop water. Let's call it That's pop right. water
okay.
for you. All right. That was.
But not, come back to your question. Not, it's not soup.
Okay. I would agree with you. Mm-hmm. I would agree with you.
I think soup has to be broth based, doesn't it? Or, well, no, because then you got like cream soup.
Yeah.
Cream based soups.
That's true. Like then you get into chowders.
Right.
Right.
Or chowder.
Chowder. Yeah. I'm from New England and that's how people say it. And I yep. try not to say it that way. So. But anyway, okay. Are you ready for the next question?
I'm ready. Yep.
Okay. If animals could talk, mm-hmm. which animal would be the rudest?
Hyenas, 100%.
I feel like, you know, we're not Jordan Peterson. We haven't
not.
Thought through these things, but
no.
like that was immediate. Like
yeah.
it was like you were ready for that.
Mm-hmm. No, I wasn't.
Why would a hyena be the rudest?
Well, did you ever watch The Lion King?
I have.
That's my scientific basis for why hyenas would be the rudest.
I wish remember the hyenas. Show a clip.
Me too. I remember the hyenas from that movie. Like they were. I mean, they're just like cackling all the time. I feel like they probably have some pretty nasty humor, you know, because they just like they're scavengers, right?
Yeah, that's just, true.
I don't know. I feel like hyenas probably.
Yeah. Okay. That's a good answer.
I can't think of anything else off the top of my head.
Okay. That's fine.
What do you think?
Yeah, but this is kind of an interview with you. Like,
That's
it doesn't
fair.
Matter what I think.
Sure, okay, perfect. Then yeah. let's keep going.
Yeah, okay. This is a tough one, actually.
All right.
But how many chickens would it take to kill an elephant? You weren't ready for that one, Mr.
I wasn't.
Like, hyena.
Like, I wasn't.
Boom. How many chickens do you think it would take?
Probably 10,000.
10,000?
Yeah, I think so. Because if you take the circumference of an elephant's foot and like how many chickens an elephant could stomp on with its 4 feet, and then how the radius of its swinging its trunk, I feel like you're going to need an overwhelming amount of chickens.
What would the elephant die from?
I think they probably
like bird flu.
Maybe, or they or, might just, he might just get pecked to death.
That yeah, but don't they have like really thick skin?
Maybe.
Have you
That's
ever
why...
touched an elephant?
No. No,
I haven't either.
I've only ever seen an elephant in person one time.
Where?
The African Lion Safari here in Ontario.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's natural element.
Yes.
In Ontario.
Right. Native to Ontario.
Yeah,
that's right. I think it's only the only time I've seen them. That's like that. You know what that question reminds me of? Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or 100 duck-sized horses?
100 duck-sized horses.
I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That was easy.
See, yeah, ducks can be intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't want a horse-sized duck.
Mm-mm.
For
no.
sure.
No. And they could fly and everything. Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
I'm
no, they
can
that. Be mean.
Yep.
Imagine the bread they would require.
No
Apparently,
kidding.
you're not supposed to feed ducks bread.
That's right. You're not supposed to
I don't
to
know
do that.
Why. It's probably like anti-raisin bran or something.
I think it expands them. In their stomach and then like it turns out to be not so good for them. You know
what do ducks eat? Like bugs and stuff, right?
Bugs and are they omnivorous? Do they also eat plants and things?
I wonder if there's ever been a cannibalistic duck.
Yeah, great question.
Hmm.
Really great question.
Yeah. So I used to do substitute teaching, and and they would take at a middle school. And they would take the scraps from kids, you know, food that they didn't finish, and they would take it to a farm afterwards. Like someone would come and pick it up.
Yep.
And I found out that it was to feed the pigs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's nice. But on the days where they would have like pork chops and they would
Whoa.
Take that and feed that to
Whoa.
The pigs, it's like,
Whoa. You know, That's some not so great territory.
Yeah, I mean, you get into like deep ethics in that moment.
Actually, so I used to work at a grocery store before I got into ministry, and we used to take like all the scraps from the produce section, but also from the meat section, and same thing, give it to a farm. I never clued into that just now. Wow.
It's really wild, isn't it?
It is wild. Hmm.
Okay. Well, I think you passed the test, I think.
Sweet.
I think we nailed. Yeah, I think
sweet.
We nailed.
Does that mean I can come back for season 3?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
for
cool. Sure.
Yeah, we did some planning for season 3. So what is season 3 going to be about?
Yeah, well, we're going to focus in on, as you can tell, based on the subject matter of this current episode, we are mm-hmm. all about missional innovation, yep. cultural engagement, and theological clarity. And that's a really big part of why what we're doing here. And so our season 3 episodes are going to center around those 3 things. And we're going to get really practical on a number of different topics on those 3 kind of big headings, in terms of what we're all about here at the Acts 29 Canada podcast. So we're going to talk about things like, we'll just get a little bit of a tease. We're not going to tell you everything. We're not going to give away the farm here.
Give us 3 things.
Three things. We'll go with 3 things, 1 from each category. We're going to talk about how to recruit and develop leaders. Okay. Really practical on that. We're going to talk about how to answer tough questions in our culture, giving us an ethical framework to work through, not just having the answers, but how do we work through the process of understanding the tough questions and then how we respond to them. And then we're going to talk about something like, you know, how to develop a church that plants churches as well are going to be some of the topics. But then also, I'm also really excited about this. So that'll be the bulk of our season 3 episodes. But then we're also going to feature some what we're calling an episode sec that we're calling 3 big questions, where we're going to feature people from churches across Canada and what God is doing in their lives and kind of get really, really kind of grassroots with all that kind of stuff and hear how God is working in our Acts 29 Canada churches. So really looking forward to that.
Yeah, man, I'm excited about that second one as mm-hmm. well. Like the other one is, you know, that'll be great. It'll be fun. It'll be nice. And like equipping, I think that this is maybe the first time that we're strategically setting out to say, how can we create resources that are mm-hmm. equipping people with like how to's?
That's right.
So I think that was a framework we went into thinking about the subjects was how to do things.
That's right.
And yeah, we're going to talk about theology and the gospel and how we get into those things. But the how to's and those 3 big questions, one of the things that is sad to me in a sense, and we lead at Acts 29 Church as well, is that how many people in our church don't really know all that much about Acts 29, mm-hmm. which on one hand is okay,
sure,
because my thing is not to promote Acts 29, or it's to promote Jesus and
right.
what it means to serve him. And Acts 29 comes much, much later. But there's so much happening inside of our church, which is an mm-hmm. Acts 29 church, that I would love for other people to get to hear about, not from pastors, leaders, people going through training, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, this is how God rescued me, or this is how God is helping me to love my neighbors mm-hmm. or to be faithful in my workplace or to be generous or to give my life away, you know, for this group of people or whatever. Like, so I would love for people to be heard and have their story heard across our nation.
Absolutely.
Really great.
Absolutely. It's celebrating the awesome things that God is doing. Right. And we do serve a God who moves and works in amazing ways and a God who does good things. And so getting a chance to feature some of that is really, really exciting.
Yeah. So we didn't even talk about this, but I want to spring it on you now.
Okay.
Like a hyena being rude.
Right.
Rude.
That's right.
Rude animal. I would like to do an episode in French.
Cool.
We exist as Acts 29 Canada in English and French. We mm-hmm. have, I think, 8 or 9 or 10 maybe French churches that are part of the network. And so I think that it would be really, really amazing to
Agreed.
At least have one episode in
Completely
in French.
Agree with you.
And for Francophones who tolerate English, right?
Yep.
Because they're like, oh, I want to be equipped. I want content.
Yep.
But for them to get to hear that. And ultimately, it would be really great if at some point we started maybe not you and I, mm-hmm. but if we started as Ax29 a French podcast,
yeah,
to be able to absolutely. Do it as well. So absolutely. So much good stuff's happening in the Francophone world.
Most certainly.
We want to bring that.
That's
bring
a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Thankfully, you know, guys like Mark speak very good English, and so we can benefit from them, but their ministry and day-to-day in and out is all done in French.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how much of your day-to-day is done in French?
Oh man, not a ton. I guess it depends. So I do French with my kids because we homeschool three of our kids, three out of mm-hmm. the four. Our fourth one goes to French school. So I do French with them every day. And I mean, getting emails and stuff in French, sure. French neighbors. Yeah. But within our home, we mostly speak English. We struggle with English just to speak that. So, but yeah, not a lot. When we lived right downtown, there was more French, but yeah, it's, that's Montreal, man. Like,
yeah.
Montreal is, you know, English or French, you do you, basically.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the harder things for the rest of Quebec, if you sure. haven't lived in Montreal, to understand, is that people are very open to mm-hmm. to either language. So mm-hmm. I think that's where the not a hard divide, but there is a divide here around yeah. understanding of how language actually functions.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I can imagine.
Yeah. You know what? I am really looking forward to speaking of French. I'm looking forward to bringing he's not my friend, but kind of my friend. I hope he's my friend one day. Mm-hmm. A guy named Keo onto the podcast.
Yeah.
Who is doing stuff in French Africa. And I'm not going to give it away at mm-hmm. this point, but that might be the podcast that I'm looking most forward to.
Absolutely.
I think that's how you say it. Yep. Looking most forward
looking
to that.
Looking forward to the most.
Yeah. Yeah. That too.
either
or.
That's fine. Yep.
Yeah. I admitted to my struggle with language. So.
Yeah. I mean, you told me just briefly about his story and it's going to be captivating, I think, for a lot of people. So I'm excited for that one as well. You know what I'm also excited for? And we didn't mention this. We're thinking about and working on an idea to do a podcast at the North America conference in October.
That's right. We did talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which would be really, really cool to do one live on location and to be together to record a podcast, which yeah. normally we're not. We're doing this apart in yep. two different provinces in our wonderful country.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to another country to yes. do the podcast together, which will be really cool.
Yes. Yeah, man. And I mean, I think that one will be deeply informative mm-hmm. and hilarious.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again,
I mean, exactly. Again, we don't want to give away. I think we already determined a location that we'd like to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that alone will be really great and yeah. garner a lot of attention. And
that's right.
Yeah. The thing is, like, as Canadians in an American context, if we're not loud, we're not going to get noticed.
Exactly right.
So.
Exactly right. And anybody who knows me will tell you that I'm loud.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I don't know that. I don't know that.
You don't.
I need to know the loud Jordan.
Yeah, it's quite frightening.
I struggle. Like I'm restrained to do this because I know that I can't scream into this microphone, but I normally have like loud and louder, and those are kind of the two volumes that I work at.
Nice.
So
well, you and I can make an awful lot of ruckus at that.
No, it'll be a lot of fun.
It will be a lot of fun. Also, we're in America. We get a chance to connect with our American brothers and sisters, and you're American.
Land of free.
That's
well,
right.
I'm also Canadian.
You are.
Right?
You're both.
Yeah.
Best of both worlds.
Best of fact. Both worlds.
And so we get a chance, as long as both worlds are America and Canada, we get a chance to talk and to maybe connect with some of our American brothers and sisters, which would be cool.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Who, if we could talk to three people while we're there,
mm-hmm.
Who would we woo over to a microphone?
I don't know. That's a great question. I'd love to connect with Jeff Metters.
Okay, Jeff Metters.
Shout out again, the Ax29 podcast and the singular host, Jeff Metters.
Yeah. You know what?
Does a great job.
Yeah, he does. We should do a podcast. Like we'll really need to work out for this.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is like a different type of Strava.
Okay.
But work at asking ridiculous questions without laughing, kind of like dad jokes type thing. And we should challenge Jeff to do that podcast with us.
I don't know.
And do it face to face, because I think I could do it. I think I could represent us.
I think you could. You absolutely should do it.
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
I would have no chance.
Okay.
I would have no chance. Do you ever see those videos that they do sometimes where like celebrities will do dad jokes to one another and like how many times they laugh, they score, you know, the other person scores points. I'd be a train wreck at that.
Oh yeah. Chris Pratt and Jennifer Lawrence, I think, did one that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we should mention that here.
Probably
I didn't
shouldn't.
See that. I did not see it. I just heard about it
from
my phone probably. So
probably.
Anyway, yeah. Okay, so Jeff Metters. Who else?
Who do you think? Well, you give me one. Who would you like to chat with down there?
Well, Doug Logan is always fun to get anywhere near a microphone. And you'll probably, the microphone will pick him up if he's, you know, three rooms away. So when we talk about loud, it's like, well, there's Doug Loud as well. So he would be great to have on.
Sure.
I'm
also very new to the Axe 29 world, so I'm excited to have a chance to go to our first Axe 29 conference and to meet with people and to connect and do all those fun things. That'll be great. So,
have you been to an Axe 29 event before?
No. I mean, I've done virtual stuff, right? We have Zoom stuff that's offers. I've done some of those, but never in person.
I think I'm going to have a t-shirt made for you that says like, this is my first Axe 29 event.
I love it.
And I'm going to get you like three of them so that you can put a fresh one on every day.
Can I get like the wings that you get when it's your first flight? Like the kids that the kids do? Like
I'll just have
like a big button.
Yeah, sure.
I would wear it proudly.
Yeah.
So proudly.
No, but like it's going to be your whole t-shirt. And
amazing.
It's going to be, yeah, it'll be a bit big.
I'm new here.
Yeah, yeah. No, you won't stand out at all for sure.
And make it like chartreuse or something like that, like a vibrant pink.
I can't say anything else now. Okay. I already gave too much away.
Okay. Good.
But it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Yeah. So that conference is open to anyone. October. What are the dates? October 3rd to the 5th or something like that.
You got it right on.
Yeah.
Well done.
All right. So October 3rd to the 5th, it's open to anyone. It's going to be supremely helpful in connecting the U.S. and Canada together into the new North American network. And if you're a church planter considering, you know, planting a church, this would be a really great event to go to because you'll get to find out more about Axe 29. You'll get to meet people. If you're currently part of the network and you're like, man, I wish I knew more people within the network, or I wish that churches would support me. And because the way Axe 29 works is there's not really an institutional fund bucket that when, you know, you plant a church, like you hit the thing like a pinata and it just all falls out for you. It's that it's all done, mostly done by relationship. And so these are opportunities to get to know people who can invest in your church plant in a host of different ways. And these will be people that'll be friends that'll walk with you for a really long time. So I would encourage people, especially in Canada, to go to Denver, make the trip, find money, find a line item. I don't know what you need to do to get there, but you can drive there. You could hitchhike.
Sure.
If you hitchhike there, please let me know. We will put you on the podcast for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to hear that story.
Oh yeah.
I'm just thinking about like, could you imagine if this episode of the podcast is like the first experience somebody has with Axe 29 Canada? Like that would be pretty awesome.
I hope it is.
I hope it is because this, here's the thing that I love about Axe 29 and the short time that we've been with it, but obviously having the chance to do this with you has been amazing. I love the relationship building kind of idea, the relationships that are built and how relational Axe 29 is in general. You know, getting the chance to interact with some of the people that are part of the network and connect with them through this podcast has been super, super cool. Going on to some of the Zoom meetings, like the pastor-to-pastor meetings that they have every so often, and connecting with people and having people remember your name, where you're from, like that is amazing. That is super cool. And so anyways, if we can show a little bit about how Axe 29 is, our commitment to being relational, to missional innovation, cultural engagement, theological clarity, planting churches, a kingdom mission going forward, but also enjoying one another and having fun together.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, man. I think that being serious about theology and mission while laughing and joking and playing. Those two worlds have to go together.
I agree.
I think that the next, maybe the next TGC conference could be done in like a theme park or something, or at a water park.
Yeah. I prefer water parks to theme parks. That's just me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't like roller coasters.
Why not? Did you have an
experience? You know
experience?
What it is?
Did
no,
someone
no
vomit
experience.
On you?
I definitely haven't had an experience. I haven't been on one to have an experience, but I think it's a lack of control.
Hmm.
So it probably betrays a pride issue in me more than likely.
Wow. So, I didn't know we were going here, but
there you go.
See, wow. We can get thanks for opening up, man.
Hey, you're
thanks
welcome.
Opening up.
It can't be just you. All right. You've done that a lot here on this podcast this season. So I feel like I had to be open a little bit.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. So I would prefer a theme park to a water park.
Okay. Did you have an experience?
I had great experiences. Okay. But it has to be an either or thing. But the other thing is that I have, since, I don't know, the past 10 years or so, there's something weird in my left ear that when I go underwater, I get water in that ear.
Oh.
And I can't get it out.
Oh.
And so
that's not pleasant at all.
It's not, especially when you live in Quebec and like they talk of these doctors that exist somewhere, but we just can't find one. And so like going to get water taken out of your ear turns into a whole weekend camp out trip.
Wow.
In an emergency room. Right.
Wow.
So I can't do that. And the last time it happened was actually I was in the States and it was 3 days. 3 days
oh
of water being in
goodness.
There. And so like vertigo was kicking in. Like,
yeah,
I
of
couldn't,
course.
Like, stand up. Right. So I have to wear the little like plug things in my, at least in my left ear for sure. When I go swimming with the kids, because like telling my kids, hey, don't splash me is like,
not
that doesn't
happen.
That's not real. Yeah. So I would choose a theme park over that because I love going upside down. I love being thrown around on things. I don't know.
There you go. Well,
so different issues.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's good. Well, I feel like we should probably wrap this thing up.
Probably.
We've talked about nonsense mostly
for
37 minutes. People have to listen to this. Oh my goodness.
Hey, but if you made it this far into this episode, we're grateful for you.
Yeah, yeah. And congratulations.
Yeah.
Congratulations. We should buy you something or get
you
a prize or sign up for your thing or whatever.
That's right.
But you know what? I listen to the Holy Post podcast often, not because I'm like, yeah, that's where I go for my good theology and all that stuff, but they're actually dealing with relevant topics that cause me to think differently.
Sure.
You know this, like a lot of the books I read are not Christian books. They're they're books that, man, some of them I wouldn't even recommend to people to read.
Right.
I read them to understand what do other people think.
Yeah, it's a great principle, by the way.
Yeah, as long as you don't get like sucked into
100%.
Everything. Yep. But anyway, back to the Holy Post. They the first like 35-40 minutes is just banter.
Yeah.
And like the news of the butt and like all these ridiculous things. And I'm like, this is so awesome. You know, and if it does something, it shows that like Christians should have fun. Christians shouldn't take themselves that seriously.
That's right. That's right.
And
happy rant. Are you a happy rant guy?
What's a happy rant?
The Happy Rant podcast?
No, I've never heard of it.
Ted Kluck, Barnabas Piper, and Ronald J. Martin?
Never heard of it.
It's literally 45 minutes of them talking about whatever. And I mean,
really?
it relates. Like they obviously get to some issues and talk about it. But no, that's the premise of their whole podcast. And now a book that's just come out too. So
are we promoting this thing?
Listen, we've given all the free ads to everything this episode. So
everything.
So anyways, it's who knows?
Happy rant.
The happy rant. It's, man, quite hilarious.
I don't have time. I feel like I don't have time for podcasts. So
just the one you run and the Holy Post. That's it. Whereas I for you to books is to me for podcasts.
Okay. There you go. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, I get lost in podcasts. Like I'll be listening and then all of a sudden I'm thinking about, Jess, my wife, said I need to get curtains for the office, or I need to, you know, pick up this kid from this thing. Like my mind just, I can't do it. It's
you know when I listen to podcasts the most? Running.
Yeah, but you just started running.
I know.
So that means that you never listen to podcasts.
Hey, now I've listened to podcasts a bunch.
I feel like we have not really gotten to know you.
But it's come full circle. We started with running. We're going to end with running.
That's true.
You're on the X29.
So you're going, okay, let's end with running then. You're going to do a half marathon next year. What's the date that you're doing it?
Early June. Early June. I haven't announced the date yet.
I'm doing a marathon October 2nd.
Good for you. Just before you go to the North America Conference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So you're hopping on a plane after you run a marathon and come into a conference the next day.
Yep.
So you're telling me what I should do is I should come up and punch you right in the leg as soon as I see you.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure you should.
I'm not going to do that.
Because I will feel loved.
I'm not going to hit Dwight. I promise.
I don't know if this is allowed. I'm just going to say it anyway, though. My love language with the boys, I have two boys, is we do dead legs. Or Charlie horses or whatever. And so, like, if you were to walk by our house at the wrong time, you're like, wow, like, they're beating each other up. But we're just like, that's how we love each other. Yeah. So I'll feel really loved if you walk up and give me a dead leg.
I'm not going to do that to you. That's just after running a marathon.
But listen to this marathon. The reason why I signed up for it was that it is, I think it's called the fastest marathon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So the whole thing is it's on, I think it's an old train track that they've paved over or whatever.
Okay.
But it's all downhill.
Oh, wow.
The entire thing. Now, it's not like downhill like that because that would be horrible.
Oh,
but it's just a slight slope. And so for 42.2 kilometers, it's
just running downhill.
Yeah. So there are five of us that are doing it. And
cool, man.
Yeah. We'll just be chilling. So
that's great. Good stuff. Yeah, not listening to a podcast while you're running.
No, we'll have a lot of fun. It'll be a good time.
Good.
So
good stuff.
I'm looking forward to season three.
Me too.
I'm, you know, this was a lot of fun to end with this and begin a new season.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's going to be great. Thanks a bunch, man.
It'll be great.
Thanks a bunch.
Thanks to you. Thank you for listening.
That's right.
And if you're at all interested in church planning, please let us know. We need to plan thousands of churches in Canada.
That's right.
So many. And if it's not you, if it's someone that you know, if your church, your pastor, whomever, like, we would love to help. If this podcast can help, just send it along. That would be really great. We'd appreciate it. And if there's any way that we can serve you, please, please, please let me know. And we'd love to do that. So thanks so much for being with us, Jordan. Great to be with you.
And, always a pleasure.
We'll see you in season three.
That's right. Looking forward to it.
Thanks so much for joining us today. I really hope that you appreciated the content that you heard. And as you're on your way out, would you do a few things? Number one, would you subscribe? That'll make sure that you get all the new content that X29 Canada is putting out delivered directly to you. Second, would you give us a 5-star rating? That'll just help us to get noticed and help this content get out to people faster. And third, would you share this information with anyone that you think will benefit from it? Again, thanks so much for listening and have a great day.